in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
And it has spiritual impact. We are here to give thanks to God, and that is what we will do. Praise God. If there is crisis in town, if the world is turning upside down, where will you rather be? Psalms 91 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High." Hallelujah. You are in the safest place. Turn to your neighbor and say, cool your mind. Relax. You are in the presence of God. And we will enjoy the presence of God. I want you to lift up your voice and cry out to God. Father, teach me tonight how to give thanks to you. Acceptable thanks. It's a simple prayer. But I plead, open your mouth and pray this prayer. Father, teach me how to give you acceptable praise, acceptable thanks. Grace to give thanks, grace to give thanks. Not to be distracted, but to be focused on you, giving you thanks, giving you glory. Praise God. I plan on spending just less than an hour, if possible, but that's dependent on you. If you cooperate, we'll move. My sole aim here is for us to raise a sound of thanksgiving to God. Hallelujah. I will want ITG to be active, please. Okay? Once I raise a song, let's sing together. Praise God. And everybody should be involved in this service. Don't be distracted. We are giving thanks. Now it's not supplication. You know, when it is supplication, you can be distracted. No problem. It's your issue. But now it's giving thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you for the opportunity given to me to stand before you to carry out this assignment. Thank you, my pastors. I really appreciate you. Praise God. There is this song by Ada. Creator of the universe,
what can't you do?
If your neighbor
what
is
can't
not,
you do?
If your neighbor is not
Jesus,
is not cooperating, there is enough space in the hall. Are we together? You can change your seat.
What can't you change? What can't you change? Jesus.
What can't you?
What
expression of heartfelt appreciation and gratitude to God. Pastor Nenkub gave this definition earlier on, but thanksgiving is an expression of heartfelt. Are you writing? I can see some people laughing. I'm happy. At least there is joy in the house. Praise God! Come and give the Lord a shout of praise! So we can write that down. Thanksgiving is an expression of heartfelt appreciation and gratitude to God for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do. Psalms 34 verse 1. Quickly, media. Thanksgiving is a decision. Turn to your neighbor and say, thanksgiving is a decision. The psalmist say, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will is a decision that you have to decide. Will you? Ask your neighbor, will you? What's the response? If that person is saying, no, run. Oh. Those people that are not thankful are dangerous people. I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on, say at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Not at some times. No. At all times. Say at all times again. It means that there will be times when things will be bad. Things will be terrible. Trials will be there. Temptation will be there. The world will be turned upside down. Crisis here and there. Will you still thank God? Hallelujah. The psalmist say, I will bless the Lord at all times. We can see this in the example with Paul and Silas. We read the story earlier on. Can you give me verse 25 of Acts 16? Hallelujah. At all times. Paul and Silas, after casting out the demon from the girl that was prophesying by a familiar spirit, because the man that was owning the girl, he felt his business has been destroyed. So he moved the people to throw Paul and Silas into the prison. And they did that. That was a situation where they are supposed to be sad, right? That was a situation because they were chained. You can't be chained and be smiling. But these people, what did they do? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. So it was a loud praise. Hallelujah. We'll be lifting up our voice for loud praise tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We know this song. Paul and Silas, they prayed. They sang. Praise God. Some people are sounding like they are from, do we know the song? All right. Drop whatever you have on your hand. And let's use our hands to clap. Praise God. Can we go?
They pray, they sigh, Lord, Lord, Lord,
doing here is a spiritual activity. So I want you to do it with understanding, okay? Praise God. So we know thanksgiving is important. Why is it that people don't give thanks? You know, when I was preparing, I was like, even me, I'm not even giving thanks that much. Because the way God expects us to give thanks, I'm not giving thanks. Hallelujah. So what are these reasons? What are some of the reasons why people don't give thanks? Number one, it is a product of bankruptcy of love for God. Hallelujah. Matthew 24 verse 12. Are we there? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You can only appreciate someone you love. When you love someone, it will be easy to appreciate the person. Hallelujah. Number two, it is the agenda of the devil to rob people of the value and virtue of thanksgiving. You profit when you give thanks. So the devil is very corny. He knows he can't steal your blessing. But when you don't give thanks, he can steal it. So he makes you not to give thanks. And how does he do this? Point A, under number two. The devil causes people to see the challenges around them. So instead of giving thanks, your focus will be on the challenges around you. Are you a student? What are the challenges? You wrote 10 papers and you got only one carryover. But see, you had 9 papers that you passed, right? But you won't be thanking God for those 9. Instead, your focus will be on that one that you had a carryover. And before you know, your spirit is down. You can't even give thanks. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are a parent, you have children, you've not cleared their school fees. You can't give thanks because anytime you think about the school fees, your spirit just goes down. And you can't remember some of the things God has done for you. For example, feeding the whole family every day, daily. The children are all healthy. But the devil will try to shift your focus a little to the challenges you are facing. Praise God. What point are we in? Number 2B. Thank you. The devil causes people to see what God has not yet done. Praise God. God has done this. You ask God to do 7 things and he has done 5 out of the 7. Your focus will now be on that remaining 2 that he has not yet done. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are some of the reasons. C. The devil causes people to compare themselves with others. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we together? You know, when you're quiet, I feel you're not getting it. So I'll have to go over and over or bring point to buttress it. But when I hear you respond, I know you've gotten it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the devil will cause people to compare themselves with other people. You are in a group of 3 friends and 2 of them are married. Now you will be comparing yourself with the other 2, and in that way you'll be feeling down and you can't appreciate God. You can't appreciate God for life. You can't appreciate God for things that are working. Hallelujah. Because you're comparing yourself with others. And the truth is that everybody has his own path. Praise God. Everybody has his own path. It's like this race, marathon race, right? You start from a lane and you're expected to finish on that same lane. Is that true? Do we have athletes in the house? Do we have athletes? Is that true? When you start on a particular lane, it is expected that when you're coming back to finish that race, you should still be on that lane. So that is how God has designed each and everybody's path. You have a path to run on. Please, don't leave your path checking another person's path. You won't finish the race that way. Praise God. But turn to your neighbor and say, you are finishing your race strong. Hallelujah. And one thing you should be sure of is that your path is as a shining light that shineth brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. So it doesn't matter the season of your life that you are in. It can look like everything is not working, but I bet you things are working. Yes, things are working. Just keep trusting in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number 3 now. It is a product of scarcity of faith in God. Because if you have faith in God, you will recognize that it was God that did it, and you will give thanks to him. Romans 4:20. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham was a man of faith, and that was why even before he received his promise, he staggered not. He was giving thanks even before the promise came. Hallelujah. So thanksgiving is an expression. It's like the highest expression of faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we together? Are we getting blessed? Number four, it is a plague of human self-sufficiency. There are people that feel no need for God. Praise God. And therefore, because of that, they will not give thanks to God. You can be playing anywhere I go, I see you right there. Praise God. In the beauty of nature, you shine all around. For you are everything, and everything is you. Precious Jesus, the wonderful wonder you are. Oh, 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 oh. Entitlement mentality. Number five, entitlement mentality. Kai, man, when I saw this, my heart was pricked. Pastor Nenku read that scripture about the 10 leopards. Praise God. Luke 17, 11 to 19, you can just write it down. Do you know that the one leper, they were 10, right? That cried out with a loud voice, have mercy on us. And God, he told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And on their way, they got healed, right? And it was only one that came back. But do you know the amazing thing? That one that came back was a foreigner. That was what the Bible said. He was a stranger. So he's not from the hometown of Jesus, but the remaining nine, they were from the hometown of Jesus. So they felt entitled for the healing. Hallelujah. But the stranger came and fell flat on his face, thanking God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So some people don't give thanks because they feel entitled. Turn to your neighbor. Do you feel entitled? Kai, you need to ask yourself very well, because you know, sometimes you just wake up from bed and you just check time. Ah, it's already 8:30. I have lectures by now. You just ba 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 and you are up. Did you even say thank you for the life? A lot of people slept yesterday and are not awake this morning. You can check the statistic. So that's why I say you have to check yourself. Do you really feel entitled? Because, you know, sometimes you can just sleep up and just wake up and just, bam, start activities. No. Take out time, few minutes, and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you, Lord. Come and lift up your voice and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nobody has reached that point, oh. Nobody has reached that point. For the air we breathe, people are paying for oxygen in the hospital, but here we are breathing, we are not even conscious of it. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the air we breathe. Thank you, Lord. We don't want to take you for granted. For God to answer, please kindly write some of your thanksgiving points, what you are thanking God for, genuinely thanking God for. Because I'll be reading part of the benefit of Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thanking God has so much benefit. So write it down. As the service is going on, you can just recount some of the things that God has done for you. Just write them down. Some of the things that He has done, and you just say, "Thanks, Lord," and you went. No. That's not thanking. God expects us to return back. Because when the one came, Jesus asked him, "Were there not 10 that were cleansed?" Praise God. Can I have a hanky? "Were there not 10 that were cleansed?" Only one came. Jesus asked because He expects us to return back with thanks. Hallelujah. How do we give thanks acceptably? Number one, do it cheerfully. Talk to your neighbor and say, "Do it cheerfully." Praise God. Do it cheerfully. You know, I usually like how Sarah leads her praise. Sarah will just be excited. You can be there and standing and clapping, but Sarah will be on stage dancing and excited. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you are giving praise to God, please let's celebrate her. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. When you are giving praise to God, you are not looking at your neighbor. Praise God. You are not looking at your side. Hallelujah. Even if you don't dance in your room at home, please, today, just decide in your heart that because of Pastor Simi, I'm going to dance. Praise God. Because we will dance, so that's why I will round up very soon. We will give praise to God. Hallelujah. Do it cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9, 7. 2 Corinthians. "Every man according as he has spoken. Proposed in his heart," that's giving. "So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a praise God. Deuteronomy 28 verse 47. Thanksgiving should involve you, our hearts. "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things." Look at what will happen. "Therefore shall thou serve thy enemy," since you refuse to give thanks to God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. "Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee." Hallelujah. Praise God. You remember the church in the wilderness? They were always grumbling, always complaining, instead of giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. If you're ungrateful, you'll be going back. Hallelujah. But if you are thankful, you will accelerate in life. Praise God. Please, let's learn the attitude of thanksgiving. We are teaching on thanksgiving to God, but let it apply to all area of life. When somebody sends you an airtime of 100 naira, thank the person. Don't send thanks. You know, that's why I say we need to check ourselves, okay? Don't just say thanks. I learned of recent that thanks is not a good word to show appreciation. Yes, I learned it from a man of God. What is wrong when you say thank you? Why thanks? What's the meaning of thanks? You reason them now. Thanks. Huh? No, but do you understand what I'm saying? It's now making sense. I never knew. But when you say thank you, you are showing appreciation to a particular personality, right? And the essence of thanksgiving is to make the other person feel appreciated. If you've not done that, you've not given thanks. So it's not about just saying thank you and go. No. Even after saying thank you, does that person feel appreciated? If he has not, or you've not really given thanks to God. That was why when we started, I was saying pray to God that He should teach us how to give Him thanks acceptably. Praise God. Because you can be in this service and we'll be done. We'll think, everybody has given thanks. So. But in the sight of God, just few people have. Praise God. Your heart has to be involved. You cannot be cheerful and your heart will be somewhere else. Praise God. Your heart has to be involved. It doesn't matter what you are going through. If Paul and Silas could praise God in that dangerous prison, and because they were special case, the person in charge of the prison put them in an special inner prison. Hallelujah. So I don't think it was a good condition for them, but they still sang praises to God. So it doesn't matter the circumstance. Just forget about those things. Forget about the challenge. When you see your heart focusing on the challenges, it's the devil that is making you do that. Forget about that. Focus on what God has done, even if it's just one thing. You can be plagued with sickness, but it doesn't matter. As long as you are alive, there is hope. As long as you are alive, God is in the process. Keep believing Him for your healing. As long as you have not dropped dead, your healing is on the way. Your miracle is on the way. Hallelujah. Do it quickly. Number two. Do it quickly. Immediately is important. Don't delay gratification. Hallelujah. Number three. Do it with understanding. Praise God. Do it with understanding. Know the reason why you are giving thanks. Know the reason why you are giving thanks and what to expect in return. Hallelujah. You give thanks to God through your words. You heard Pastor Maffin say, lift up your voice, speak to Him. You know, you use your words. Do sweet mouth for God. You know, move Him. As a lady, when a man is hyping you, how do you feel? Hype God. You know, just speak sweet of Him. Speak sweet of Him. That is why we were created. Hallelujah. And the thing is that as you are speaking sweet of Him, oh, praise God. Praise God. If any matter is about to happen to you, because you are used to speaking, have you met some people that whenever you are around them, they tend to just speak well about you? You know, you like to be in their presence. Do you understand? If something, and let's put two instances. Another person just come and just, you people just be quiet looking at each other. But another person, when he comes, he speak well of you and all that. When something happens to both of them, who will you attend to first? Just be honest. And you know we are created in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I can feel a grace for thanksgiving. People will wake up and just begin to thank God. Begin to speak well of Him. They will be walking and just begin to speak well of the Lord. That is the heartbeat of God. He wants us, the humans He has created, to give Him praises. But the devil don't want that. Hallelujah. We can give praise through our action, through singing, through dancing, through clapping, through prostrating. Hallelujah. I know about the Yoruba people, when they go to see their in-law or an elderly person, you have to prostrate, right? I don't know, maybe because we are changing, the generation is changing, maybe all those things are changing. Pastor Pe, are they still doing that? Hallelujah. As a show of honor. Hallelujah. Can kneel, you can jump. It's not madness, so you jump. God likes it. Let the people talk about it. Let them say anything they want. Hallelujah. But you are serving your God. You are praising your God. That's all that matters. Hallelujah. What are we giving thanks for? Hallelujah. Number one, the gift of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 150 verse 6. Psalms 150 verse 6. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So you guys can compose a song out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 4. A living dog is better than a dead lion. So as long as it doesn't matter, talk to your neighbor and say it doesn't matter. the challenges you are facing, as long as you are alive, your miracle is on the way. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't give up. There is this song again.
Whenever I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whenever I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord.
Your heart. Do you know when you are rejoicing, you are giving God thanks, you are frustrating the plans of the enemy? Ha! Oh, how I rejoice to frustrate the plans of the enemy. How I rejoice. I thought then it was just prayers when you are kabashing, you know. Eh? So now as I'm dancing like this, I'm just... Please rise to your feet. Give us a danceable song.
There is joy, joy, joy in the presence of the Lord singing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, there is joy, joy, joy in the presence of the Lord singing.
Hallelujah.
Everybody dance.
Some people they are still here and they are ready to keep us here.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Can you get a neighbor? Don't face your neighbor. You are going to do a great job for the Lord. Higher, come on.
Hallelujah.
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 Frustrated. And it's true. It's true. Praise God. It's very true. Imagine you are having an issue with another person. Maybe your husband or your wife. You know, sometimes there might be misunderstanding. And you'll be trying to just mind your business. And then the other person is just, you know, happy, going about his thing, doing, you know. It might not be husband and wife, it could also be friends. You know how the thing can pain. I've been in that position. So imagine you giving. Hi, Kai, 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 Kai. Job 5, verse 12. When the light of this came to me, I said, Kai, where is the point that the devil brings an issue to me that we even start dancing? When a challenge just come, an issue just attack your heart, that is the time to start thanking God. Start clapping. Ah, sweetie, what is it? Just be clapping. You know, just start dancing. Because this thing is a spiritual thing. It's between you and your maker. And it brings results. It brings results. Imagine David, King David, dancing till he became. Have you ever thought of that point that somebody would dance till he removed his clothes? Have you really? Do you sit with the Bible and reason some things, like you go deep and cut corners, you know, just reason some things? Have you thought of it? Are we together? That King David danced and removed his clothes. What kind of anointing is that? Even even those that used to say, I will dance like David, I will dance, I will dance. None of them have removed their clothes. Hallelujah. It takes light to do that. It takes a different dimension of light to do that. Hallelujah. Job 5 verse 12. Hallelujah. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. See, whether you like it or not, if your life carries meaning and is heading to somewhere, the devil must surely attack you. So if you are not experiencing something like challenges from the enemy, you self think, this is my life self. Because if your life is very important, the devil will come for it. So it's just for you to be able to understand some keys, some principle to always overcome. Hallelujah. Because challenges will come. Praise God. Psalms 5 verse 12. We've read that. Please give me Psalms 5 verse 12. Psalms 5 verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. You are compassed with favor. But do you know it? Are you conscious of it? Psalms 44 verse 6 to 7. Psalms 44. Are we there? For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. 7. But thou hast saved us from our enemy, and hast put them to shame that hated us. Hallelujah. Whosoever that has hated you, God is putting them to shame in the name of Jesus. Whosoever that has hated your family, God is putting them to shame in the name of Jesus. By the reason of your thanksgiving tonight, whatever that is not working begins to work in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever that is decreasing begins to multiply in the name of Jesus. The enemy is frustrated for your sake. Hallelujah. The truth is that you cannot even exhaust all the things. You know, you've written some lists, right? I've written mine. But we cannot even exhaust the things. Because the truth is that there are things that happen without us knowing. And the more you know that God has done something for you, the more you will give thanks. Do you understand? But how about those things that you don't even know? And God is still doing it for you. So do you see why we need to give thanks to Him? You know, sometimes you might just go to a restaurant or buy awara on the way or just drink something. And then you have this excruciating pain in your stomach. But you slept and then woke up the next day. And you are fine. And you didn't see it as a reason to thank God. Do you know some people just said, my stomach. And that was the end of it. And the truth is that stomach pain might have been to end you in death, in a grave. Praise God. But God saw you. You had that excruciating headache. But you took Panadol and you didn't give God thanks. You felt Panadol was the one that helped out. Hallelujah. Praise God. We should give God thanks. We should give God thanks. Turn to your neighbor. Shake your neighbor a bit. Say, give God thanks. Give God thanks. I remember there was a time we were coming back from Abuja, I and my husband. I was driving. I'm his driver. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm excited. It's a privilege for me. So while we're traveling from Abuja to Jos, around that road before Rio, how many of us know Rio? We had already entered Plateau State, but we're heading towards Rio, the village, the settlement there. And there is this uphill that you need to just go before, you know, continue your journey, and there were potholes there. So there is this long trailer that I've been following, and I was tired of following, so I had to look for a good opportunity to overtake. And from my calculation, my mental calculation, I saw a good opportunity to overtake. I've already done all my, you know. Hallelujah. And I was succeeding, you know. I was just in the middle of this very long trailer. And all of a sudden, the car just went, ew. Ah. I pressed. It was just, trust Papa now. You guess what Papa would be doing at that time? He was calm. He was not even speaking in tongues. Or, you know, I was just like, is this happening? It will happen. And that was not just it. There is another long, if you travel on that path, you know there are lots of and long, you know, heavy load cars like that on the road. So as I was in my confusion, I just saw another one coming. And he was coming from up, so it was easy for him. The one that was coming from down, he was moving on a slow motion, you know. And I was thinking, I will be fast. But my calculation failed me. I didn't calculate what if. Hallelujah. To tell you the truth, I don't know how it happened, but we overcame. We overcame the car. Hallelujah. The trailer. And we were quiet for some time in the car. Because the truth is that the big trailer coming down, I don't think the trailer will want to press brake. And even if it presses brake, it will be late. Hallelujah. But God helped us. So when you think about, even you as you are seated, there are times in which you saw accidents. It might be the thing just scratched your keke, or just injured your hand, or just injured your leg. You don't know what the devil had in mind. So can you see that there is more than enough reason to thank God for? There are plenty reasons. Please, if you don't have any reason, just thank God for my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whenever I think about that day, I just, you know, it just gets to me. Praise God. Our focus for thanksgiving, for what God has done for us in the past. Psalms 103, verse 1 to 5. I'll soon be rounding up. I'll be fast a bit. Just write that down. Okay, Psalms 103, verse 1 to 5. Let's read it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who? Just go back. The reason why the psalmist is always saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. The truth is that you see this soul, it easily forgets. That's how it is. It easily forgets. Even the church in the wilderness, God brought them out of the hands of the Egyptians, those that were oppressing them. But because of how the mind is, they easily forget. Hallelujah. So you have to be conscious of it. You have to drag your soul. It's easy for your spirit to give thanks, but you have to always drag your soul. Hallelujah. That's why you should continually renew your mind. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed as the eagle? Hallelujah. Number 4. For what God is doing now that you are not aware of. Hallelujah. You know, there was this testimony that really touched my heart. It was on a Saturday, I guess, we were around for fasting, that glory fast we were having. And there was this radio broadcast, was it on Friday, Pastor Nenku, or Saturday morning, that a general or a police officer, something like that, has been waiting Saturday morning, has been waiting for promotion. And then the word came that he will get his miracle, that he will get his promotion. That was on Saturday morning from 8 o'clock to 8:30. That was when the radio broadcast happened. And he called the ministry line. He was even contemplating, is it suicide or depression, something like that. He got his healing there. And then while we were here before 12, he called back again. that he has received, is it letter of promotion? Do we understand that testimony? A word came forth around 8 o'clock, 8:30. And before 12, this, hallelujah, maybe I'm not in a better position to give this testimony. He has been waiting for this promotion for quite a long time. Oh, hallelujah. And the promotion came within hours of the sent word. Hallelujah. So when we receive a sent word, there is something that God is doing on the background that we are not aware of. And that is why we should give thanks to God. When the word of God comes and the man of God is prophesying, you are healed, receive it and begin to thank God for it. Because there are things that are happening. Angels are at work. And you need to give them fuel. You need to give them your faith. And you give, thanksgiving is the highest expression of faith. Hallelujah. Next, you have to thank God for what he is yet to do, but sure to do. Hallelujah. You're expecting a job and the job is not there. Thank God for the job. You tie him, just like Pastor Nenkup say, you tie him, you make him responsible to make that thing done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we together? Why do we thank God? To show, number one, to show that we can see what God is doing. Hallelujah. To show we are not taking God for granted. To show that we are not forgetting what God has done or he's doing. To show that our strength, wisdom, ability, and resources were not responsible for our result. 5. To confirm our total dependence on God, on the help and mercy of God. 6. To give glory to whom all glory belongs. 7. To confirm our faith in continuous intervention of God in our affairs. Hallelujah. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of my praise. Sometimes it's hard to praise God when you are faced with serious challenges, that your heart is heavy. But the thing is that God wants you. It is his will. You have to know this. It is his will. He wants you to give him thanks even when things are hard, even when things are not moving good or well. It is his will for you to give thanks. What are some of the benefits of thanksgiving? Psalms 92:1-3. My heart desires that your heart will be soft enough to return all the praise to God. That your eyes will be open to see why we should open our mouth and praise this Lord. He's faithful. He's too faithful to fail us. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. Hallelujah. He's still faithful. He has not failed anybody. And he's not planning to start with us. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is faithful. Oh, God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Praise God. Thank you for bolding that, for making it bold. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. Hallelujah. But my emphasis is on verse 1. It is what? A good thing to give thanks to the Lord. When you give thanks to the Lord, you access good things. Hallelujah. You experience the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Just look at it. Even us as humans, when you give someone something, maybe just a cloth or something, and the person just prostrate, thank you, just hugs you, you know, you'd be like, is it this cloth that you are, you know, there is this feeling. But when the person show appreciation, next time you'll be feeling, if you have a cloth to give, you'll be thinking of that person, right? So when you give thanks to the Lord, it gives you access to the good of God. So even if you are passing through hard times, just pick out one thing that you can focus your heart on to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Number 2, it promotes the unction for multiplication. We saw that already. Pastor Nenku talked about that. The 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread, when you give thanks, it multiplies. Jeremiah 30 verse 19 to 22. Praise God. Jeremiah. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them. Say, I will be multiplied in this season. They shall not be filled. Hallelujah. That takes me to number 3. It is a way of glorification. It establishes God's glory, and it wipes out every shame. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next verse. Number 4. Point 4, right? Point 1. It grants access to good. 2. Unction for multiplication. 3. A way of glorification. 4. It activates punishment of the oppressor. Their children also shall be aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. Hallelujah. It places a seal of nobility and greatness. Verse 21. And their nobles shall be of them, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near. Oh, the next thing. It grants privilege of closeness to God. He will cause us to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engage his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. It grants privilege of closeness to God. It places a seal of divine ownership. Hallelujah. What number are we in? Should I go over it again? 1. Thanksgiving grants access to good. 2. Unction for multiplication. 3. It's a way of glorification. 4. It places a seal of nobility and greatness in you. Hallelujah. You hear some people who say, I entered here and all of a sudden they just wanted to give me a leadership position. It's an aura of favor. Hallelujah. It grants the privilege of closeness to God. That's 6. Then 7. It places on us the seal of divine ownership. 8. It brings deliverance to life. I'll just go through it because I have more points. 9. It turns night into day and weeping into joy. Psalms 30 verse 4 to 5. We won't read that. So if you are going through the night season of your life, praise God. Thank Him, because surely the morning is breaking forth. Hallelujah. It activates the mercy of God. Psalms 136 verse 1 to the end. You can go and read. 11. Thanksgiving bring completion, perfection, and total restoration. Luke 17:11-19, talking about the 10 lepers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we still writing? Should I wait? Am I fast? 12. It is a way of peace. Philippians 4:6-7. Can I have the Passion Translation? Are we there? Passion Translation. Passion Translation. Do we have it? Okay. Okay, I have it here. Philippians 4:6-7. Praise God. Passion Translation. If you can download or just browse about the Passion Translation, just listen to it. Don't be pulled in different direction or worry about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. Thanksgiving is the way. Hallelujah. It will give you peace. Don't put yourself under any pressure. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor. Say, don't put yourself under any pressure. Thank God. Give Him praise. Point 13. It grants access to the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Inside everything, there is something to... In every situation, there is something, at least one thing, to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. 14. It grants access to the presence of God. Psalms 100 verse 4, Psalms 22 verse 3, Psalms 89 verse 15. You can just write it down. And then the last but not the least, 15. It guarantees the preservation of life. Hallelujah. In the Bible, there were some people that refused to give glory to God. Nebuchadnezzar, you know how his life ended. He had to go and learn how to, you know, submit to God. Herod too. Praise God. Can we rise to our feet? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. With all these benefits, 15 benefits, and I've not exhausted them, there are more benefits. Even personally, you can bring out your own benefits, why you have to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Just lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and worship Him. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Give Him praise for the level in which you are in right now. Father, we adore You. Father, we give You praise. We give You praise. We give You involved. You are worthy to be praised. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for your family. Thank Him for this ministry.
to God.
And
the Lord is perfecting all that concerns us. The Lord is perfecting all that concerns us. The Lord is opening doors in high places for us. Oh, we can never be small. You can never be small. Your destiny can never be small. The Lord is enlarging us. Use your mouth and give him raw worship. Rapata kaleposha. Jedekete le pekele posha. Rabanta kate kete kete kele posha. Rabakata la barata kate. Young and old. Jepoko se kete kele brekete. Rabanta kate le brosha. Thank him for your children. Thank him for your parents. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy.
Hallelujah.
giving your life to Christ, I'll give you an opportunity. An opportunity to return to the Master. He's the only way. There is no any other way. Hallelujah. If you're here and you want to make things right with the Master, you want to start all over again, just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Is there anybody like that? I can see a hand behind. Is he conscious of what we are saying here? Ushers, you can ask him, please. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a believer's meeting, and we rejoice at that. Come on, can you give the Lord a resounding clap and a shout of praise?
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.